You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Veronica Rickard. Coming up, we'll check out some of the most mispronounced words in the English language and whether or not getting it right matters.
Now we're gearing up for tomorrow's statewide elections. Voters will cast ballots in a couple different elections, including the nonpartisan state Supreme Court race. The two candidates are Rebecca Bradley, appointed to fill the vacancy left after the death of Justice Patrick Crooks, and Joanne Kloppenburg, a state appeals court judge.
PolitiFact has been keeping track of how truthful the candidates' statements are throughout their campaigns. Greg Borowski joins us now to review some of their claims. He's the editor of PolitiFact Wisconsin. Greg, welcome back to Central Time.
Oh, happy to do it.
Well, let's start with a claim from Justice Rebecca Bradley. Here she is on the Joy Cardine Show in March talking about a time that she represented a former boyfriend in a family law case involving child custody.
And I was helping out a friend. This is something that lawyers do on a regular basis. They help out friends or family members who need assistance in these types of cases.
And at issue there, that statement that she made, this is something that lawyers do on a regular basis, help out friends in this type of case. So you were looking at that. How did you start?
Well, we took a look at kind of the context of her statement and her situation, which is different from, you know, say a lawyer helping someone with a speeding ticket or a family friend. I mean, she was talking about a very particular situation, a custody matter, a family law case, and so forth. And we went out and talked to, you know, five, you know, really long-time people who are familiar with that system, and none of them could recall this happening on a regular basis as the justice described, so we rated that statement false.
One of the judges that you spoke to said that he thought that it was something that had happened. So how did you weigh that aspect?
Yeah, well, we took a look at that. I mean, it was, I think that in the Justice Bradley's claim and her statement was she was emphasizing how common it was, and she said, you know, this is something that lawyers do on a regular basis. So even though that the one expert had said, well, yeah, I've seen it on occasion, it didn't seem like a regular sort of thing as you know, something that would commonly happen in a family law case or with that sort of, you know, level of involvement between the two parties.
And the other four judges that you talked to about this particular aspect, did you get the sense about whether they were saying, no, I haven't seen this, or no, this would be really, really unusual?
Well, a little of both. I think they said that they were not familiar with ever having seen it, but also that it, you know, wouldn't, you know, be common, because it's one of these situations where I think if you're practicing in that realm for, you know, many years, you're bound to, you know, have a pretty good impression of what, you know, what is or isn't common like that. So, you know, we just found at the end of the day the evidence wasn't there to support Justice Bradley's claim, and we had rated it false.
We're going to move on to another. This from that same interview on the Joy Cardine Show from back in March from Rebecca Bradley. And this one, Bradley was getting at how Kloppenburg would approach her role on the Supreme Court as Bradley sees it.
Given her judicial philosophy, Joanne Kloppenburg has told us she thinks it's her job to promote a more equal society.
So again, the key part of that statement, her job to promote a more equal society, and that this is going to inform how she does her job as a judge on the Supreme Court. How did you go about rating that one?
Well, that wasn't too hard to track down, because right on Judge Kloppenburg's website, she has a, you know, pretty detailed, you know, meaty paragraph or two about her judicial philosophy, and at the end of it, she talks about her duty is to uphold the Constitution, a sacred document that represents the will of the people, which contains fundamental principles that define our democracy, protect individual rights, and promote a more equal society. So our rating was mostly true, because we felt it needed the statement was accurate, but needed some additional information, namely that, you know, she, Judge Kloppenburg, was saying it in the context of her philosophy is to uphold the Constitution, and it's the Constitution which she views as promoting a more equal society, rather than it was her job to sort of directly, you know, make decisions that promote equality.
Now, this is a nonpartisan race, as we said, but both candidates in this case have given cues, signals to the electorate about how they understand the political spectrum, what their inclinations might be. And you also found some documentation from Joanne Kloppenburg about the justices that she identifies with the most. What did you find?
Yeah, I mean, she described several of the Supreme Court justices. Justice Ginsburg, and I'm blanking at the moment on the other here, Sonia Sotomayor, as ones that she, you know, admires in part, she said, because they believe in protecting individual rights and promoting a more equal society. So she sort of held them out, and these are, of course, two appointees by Democratic presidents and would align more on the liberal side of the U.S. Supreme Court that she's identifying with. And we felt that was just a little further evidence to bolster the claim from Justice Bradley that we were looking at, which we rated mostly true.
Do you have a sense how that claim is fitting into each candidate's campaign?
Well, I mean, I think what Justice Bradley, of course, is and her supporters are saying is, look, Joanne Kloppenburg isn't one to sort of take an impartial thing, that they view her, she'd be advocating for, you know, more liberal causes and come down on that side of the rulings. And, you know, it was just saying, look, here, I think they were highlighting that phrase in particular because it seems for someone to hear it, it sounds like someone's trying to, you know, kind of put their thumb on the scale of justice a little bit and to balance it out rather than just treat the case as it comes. So they're certainly, on the Bradley side, I think, using that as an indication of, hey, look, you know, Judge Kloppenburg isn't going to be as fair as she says. She has an end game in mind, that being to promote this more equal society.
We're talking with Greg Borowski right now, editor of PolitiFact Wisconsin, looking at claims made by both sides in the state's upcoming Supreme Court election. And now we're going to take a look at a statement from Joanne Kloppenburg on her campaign website. She claims that in the primary election, a right-wing group spent more than $100 million to support Rebecca Bradley. So a large number there. How did you tackle that one?
Well, we started by trying to figure out in a lot of political elections and campaigns these days, of course, there's been discussion of dark money, which is these groups that don't have to disclose who's giving them money or how they're spending it. There was action in this race by various groups. And in this case, though, the group being identified, the Wisconsin Alliance for Reform, didn't spend that much money. There are indications where they spent about $1 million in the primary election, or somewhat, you know, maybe a little bit less than that. And when we went to the Kloppenburg campaign, it was sort of the big, you know, oops, we had a bad number on there, that they meant to have it, you know, to just say $1 million rather than $100 million. So we rated the claim false because, you know, clearly if some group had spent $100 million on a campaign, you would have heard a lot more from them in terms of ads and, you know, direct mail and robocalls and all the other things. That $100 million is quite a bit of money. And that, so this claim was, you know, well off base, and we rated it false.
So the Kloppenburg campaign hadn't caught that until you brought it to them?
They had not. You know, they said it was sort of after we indicated it to them, then they took it down from the website. Well, I guess I should say they corrected it to $1 million rather than $100 million.
And what is the actual amount that we're talking about here? $1 million? And do we know who was spending that money?
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to know precisely. There's different groups like the Democracy Campaign and others that try to analyze it based on how much, you know, say, you know, TV ads are being purchased, because there's a way to sort of, you know, triangulate and figure out if this is what they're spending on this area, that this is approximately what they're spending overall. And the group was the Wisconsin Alliance for Reform, which has run a series of TV ads and radio ads that have been targeting Judge Kloppenburg and some past rulings she's made, and doing that in order to advance Justice Bradley's campaign.
And we've got one last one here that you looked into. This is another claim from Kloppenburg, this from a TV ad released in mid-March. And the claim here that Justice Bradley skipped court for an event with lobbyists. Here's a clip.
The Republican Party is helping pay for Bradley's campaign, and she recently skipped court to attend an event paid for by Walker's lobbyist friends.
All right, there it is, the claim. How do you rate that one?
Well, we rated that one mostly true because, you know, large parts of it are true. We felt like the part that wasn't was the, you know, it was maybe a little misleading, was the skips court, which would suggest that she, you know, avoided a session entirely. What happened was Justice Bradley left court before it was done in order to get to her speech before the Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce Group.
15 minutes early, right?
Right. And she said she went back and reread the material that came up after that. So we just felt like that part of it, to say she skipped court, was overstating it. And so that's why we came at mostly true on that one.
And what about the lobbyist friends part?
Yeah, I mean, that part, I mean, it is true. She was going to speak to the Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce Group, which had been and is a big supporter of Governor Scott Walker. So, I mean, the ad uses some of the language you'd expect in a TV ad. These aren't just a lobbyist group. It's the lobbying friends of Scott Walker and all that. But it's but that part, you know, was accurate. She did speak to a group that was supportive of Scott Walker.
Greg, thanks so much for joining us.
You're quite welcome.
That was Greg Borowski, editor of PolitiFact Wisconsin. He joined us there to take a look at what the state Supreme Court candidates have been saying throughout their campaigns.
Coming up after the news, from prescription to moot, we'll talk about the words we often mispronounce and why they trip us up. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Veronica Ricker. You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.